show what I receive. Show you live in me. Make my life an example for the world to see. Christ alive in me, in love, faith, and purity.
Yeah. Good morning, and welcome to Village Baptist Church. We're glad you are here. I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. I hope it's a great day for you. Today, the youth of the church will be leading the worship service, helping bring God's message to you. Now is the time when we make a special announcement. Are there any announcements? Thank you for those announcements. I'd like to offer a special welcome to all of our guests today. Everyone, please take a moment now and seek out someone you don't know and introduce yourself.
Burning bright for you. I am small, but you are big enough. I am weak, but you are strong enough to take my defense. Come home and give them wings. Lord, we're together. Nothing I cannot do. Nothing I cannot do. I wanna feed the hungry children and reach across the farthest land and tell the broken there is healing and mercy in the Father's hands. Small, but you are big enough. I am weak, but you are strong enough to take my defense. Go home and give them wings. Lord, with you, there's nothing I cannot do. Much friends, come and give them a wing. Lord, within you, there's nothing I cannot do.
All the fathers, real or play, old or young, tall or short, please stand. The youth, children, and everyone here at Village Baptist Church, join me in wishing you a very, very, very happy Father's Day. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, every tear, a smile, every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share, for every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. Please remain standing. Thank you. You may be seated.
Happy Father's Day. Please stand and join in singing in hymn number 352, Faith of Our Fathers.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given to us. We pray may you bless our offering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Time for the children's story. Does anyone know what today is?
All together, it's Father's Day.
Does anyone know what a commandment is?
Oh, I know. It is laws given to us from God.
Really? You're so smart. If you're so smart, tell us what laws are.
Laws are rules that we have to follow so that we don't get placed in time out. I hate time out.
Did you know there's a law about Father's Day?
Really?
Yep, it's one of the Ten Commandments. It says, honor your father and your mother.
Wow, I didn't know that. So what exactly do we have to do to honor our fathers?
Let's ask these guys. Maybe they know. So tell them, does anyone know about Father's Day? How to honor your father? You? Okay, anyone else? Is that all?
You should do everything they say. Without question and quietly.
Okay. Is that all?
That's great. You guys are so smart.
You know what else? God promises if we follow the rules, no time out.
I hate time out. I'm going to follow the rules. What about you? Happy Father's Day.
Children should return to their parents and remain for the program.
Me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Imagine me. Love it. Imagine me.
Imagine me. Being free. Trusting you.
Dedicated to people like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone. Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression, gone. By faith, it's gone. Low self-esteem, hallelujah, it's gone. All gone. It's gone. All my scars, all my pain, it's in the past, it's yesterday, it's all gone. What your mother did, what your father did, hallelujah.
Taken from Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called for to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. My prayer is that your understanding of God's word."
This is a story of Jonah. God spoke to Jonah and told him to speak to the people who lived in the great city of Nineveh and warn them of the outcome their sinfulness would have. Jonah didn't want to go. What am I going to do? God himself, Lord of the universe, just asked me, Jonah, to go down to Nineveh and warn them? They'll think I'm nuts. They won't listen. What a waste of time. I've got to get out of here. I know. I'll pack up and go to Tarshish. Maybe God will forget about me. Nineveh, those people are awful. I do not relate to them at all. Thank you.
tickets to Tosh's. All aboard. Ship to Tosh's leaving in 1 minute.
I'll take a ticket. Safe now. I'll spend days in Tarshish on the beach. Whoa, kind of rough out here. Think I'll take a nap.
Cast off. Hey, you two.
Yes, sir.
Hoist the sail. Fasten the jib. Wait for a big one.
Yes, sir.
Bat down the hatches.
Let's throw the cargo overboard to lighten the load.
I just said,
let's have an opportunity to fall for this. One, two,
three. Hey, it's that Jonah guy. Where is he?
Here he is.
We cast out to you the cause of this storm.
Who are you?
What people are you from?
What do you do?
Where'd you come from?
I'm Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God who made the sea and the land. This is all my fault. He asked me to go to Nineveh and speak for him, but I didn't want to, so I ran away. I'm going to Tarshish.
What have you done?
We're doomed!
We're gonna die!
It's horrible!
I feel sick.
What should we do?
Throw me overboard and see you
calm down once I'm off this ship. Wait! You thought I said throw me overboard? No, I said row me overboard. You know, give me a rowboat.
Okay, man, you know what to do. Oh, great God, you made the land and sea. Please don't hold the death of this innocent man against us.
No, wait, a rowboat! Splash.
Looks like 6,900,000,000 and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. How many do you think are actually obedient to God?
Well, 8.
8. Only 8.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's definitely not enough.
I don't see why this is such a problem. The scripture is quite clear on this matter. Check this out. Matthew 5:19 says, therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches others to do them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, and what about Matthew 7:21? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will be called great, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
That's a good one too, but how about we go a little old school? Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Old school, okay. How about Exodus 20:12, one that we're celebrating here today, honor thy father and mother.
Excellent, dude. Well, the scripture is definitely not silent on this issue. I hope to get a clue down there on earth. But for now, let's get back to the show.
Sounds like a plan.
The story of Jonah continues.
Jonah has spent many hours in the belly of a large fish. After he has had the chance for prayer and reflection, Jonah is spit out onto the beach by a giant fish.
Yuck! Whale slime! This is disgusting! Where are my sandals?
God tells Jonah to go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim the message God gives him.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I really don't like being turned into sushi.
So Jonah makes a trek to Nineveh.
Citizens of Nineveh, the Lord has given me a word for you. He says 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed.
Oh, no!
What did they expect?
The king sends a messenger to read his decree. None of you or your animals may eat or drink anything. Each of you must wear sackcloth. You must pray to the Lord God with all your heart and stop being sinful and cruel. Maybe God will change his mind and have mercy on us so we won't be destroyed. Jonah doesn't understand why God is having compassion on them. They are so sinful. Look at the way they dress, the way they talk. They are very violent, steal from each other, get kicked out of school, go to parties, and get drunk. They should be destroyed. Jonah is annoyed with God and says, I knew from the very beginning that you wouldn't destroy Nineveh. You always show love and you don't like to punish anyone, not even foreigners. Now let me die. I'd be better off dead.
I'll just wait here a while. Maybe God will change his mind.
So Jonah waits, and it grows very hot. God causes a vine to grow for shade, but then the vine dies. Then a strong wind comes. Then the sun beats down on him.
Oh! It's so hot, I want to die.
God then says to Jonah, do you have any right to be angry about the vine?
It's so hot, and it gave me not a shade. The poor plant died in one day. I'm angry enough to die myself.
Then God says to Jonah, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there, and a plant is only best short-lived.
I know, but...
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?
This looks like a nice place to get a tan.
Oh yeah, that trip across the sea wore me out.
What do you ever think happened to that Jonah guy?
Oh, him? Well, this year, the fish spit him out, and he went to Nineveh as God told him to.
You don't say.
Yeah, I also heard he still didn't have a very good attitude.
You don't say. After all he's been through, he still didn't get the message?
Did you see the look on his face when the fish came up and swallowed him?
A rowboat!
Poor guy.
Overkill. Yuck! Whale slime!
Thank you. Happy Father's Day. Let's give our youth another round of applause. It is with great pleasure that we present this program to you each Father's Day. The youth participate in the morning worship twice per year. I just wanted to acknowledge a couple of adults. We wouldn't be able to do this by ourselves. We have a lot of help. Linda Smith and Jennifer Helwig. We have the best musicians in Bowie. Costumes, Linda Salmon, that shark outfit, Joe Malatesta. Where are you, Joe? Dave Thompson on audio. Did everybody see this backdrop here? Ray Brown. He's not here today. He's responsible. Okay. A lot of talent in this church. I want to ask Mrs. Leslie Perico, Mrs. Kathleen Rowe, to please come forward. The youth have a special presentation for you. They still here? They.
Can you get up, please?
The youth want to thank you for all that you do. We wouldn't be able to sing those wonderful songs. They wouldn't. The girls look lovely dancing, and they just wanted to make a special presentation to you. Did Patrick Kirk leave? He was here a minute. Oh, there he is. He's the skit director. Give him a round of applause. And will all members of the Children and Youth Committee please stand? Children and Youth Committee. Committee. Thank you all for supporting our youth. We very much appreciate it, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. Thank you.
Please stand and sing hymn number 334, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.